recorded when we both set out?
Yeah.
Welcome to the easiest edit of all time. We know we reach a lot of milestones on this podcast. We brag about them. But that, I do think we have to quit the podcast now.
We have to stop doing it. Well, here's the thing. It's like, it will be easy to sync up. Easy edit is because, so you do the Patreons and there are lots of lulls. On the regular ones, we do a lot of talking the fuck over each other. So there's a lot of where I'll look through, I sync it up, and then you normally can tell, and I don't want to cheat this guy, but like you can tell when someone's talking because there are movie squiggly lines, and when the other person's not talking, it's a flat line.
Like so when someone's dying, like you're correct. Alive, there's a movie squiggly line.
Right.
When you're dead, it's a flat line.
Right.
I think it's called flatlining.
I believe the term is, and again, I'm no Kiefer Sutherland, but I believe the term is.
Wow. That
good
was
reference.
Very crazy reference.
Yeah. He was in Flatlanders, right?
Yes.
Yep. See,
I wish he wasn't. And you thought he was. And you were so proud of yourself for making that reference. And then it turned out, no, actually not in that one.
Yeah. It was Donald Sutherland. Son of a bitch.
That would have been a better movie.
Oh, for sure. I just dumped tea on myself to say, agree with you. I just spilled tea on my pants.
It was worth it.
Yeah. It's so worth it. Well, this is a lot of where I'll see that we're both making sounds at the same time. And I'm like, okay, what?
Both making sounds at the same time.
Well, I say making sounds because it's not always talking.
That is very true. Most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's a lot of like we just did.
It is nice when I'm like, okay, what do I have to move this over? Where's this? I like to try to move things like a half a second and do little magic tricks so that we can like hear.
Yeah, I do the same thing too. I talk over you and then move it.
Yeah.
Guys, if anyone has any sort of sound engineer jobs that they need covered, you can always reach out to us.
We're here for you.
We know all about the Kiefer Sutherlands. We know all about the movie squiggly lines. We know all about scooching shit around a little bit.
Move things around. One of my favorite things is when I click on, I'm like, oh, what fucking sounds are we making now? And when it's us laughing, I'm like, thank fuck. Which thankfully happens a lot. A lot of times the spikes... And you're like, okay, we're just laughing. Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, listeners are silent. Listeners are flatlining when we're laughing.
Correct, yeah.
They're the Kiefer Sutherlands in this situation.
Yes, they all. Or the Donald Sutherlands, which is almost dead.
Is he still alive?
He is. I'm sure he is. We can't Google him. Well, maybe if we talk about him two or three more times, you'll get a news feed about Donald Sutherland when you open up your... Laptop.
This is the ultimate test. Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland.
What if he appeared behind you in the
He's
closet?
He's the candy man.
If you say Donald Sutherland three times.
So last week's episode, Wendy had that very fascinating dream about Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
I don't know why it's funny to me just to hear you say their names together is very
because
funny
they're
to
now
me.
Deeply embedded in my like life because we talked about them so much. So we finish recording. I go about my day and then I'm getting ready for work and I just go and I go on CNN and that's terribly depressing. So I was like, TMZ, that's trash. Just killing 10 minutes. So I go on TMZ and like they have on TMZ, it's not like the main actual stories, but they have like basically like clickbait ads where it's like other shit. Like, hey, you trash bag, you're on this website. Why don't you go to this even trashier trash site? Click here. Every single thing. I'm going to post this to the fucking Instagram. Three different ads for stories about Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson in the year 2020. She did, which I told Wendy, I think maybe is why Wendy had that dream, because somehow subconsciously you like saw an ad for it. She came out with a book.
Ah.
So I think maybe you like somehow just in the world, like there was a Subway ad or something.
You know what it could have been, now that I'm thinking about it, what it could have been... was, well, this was Sunday night, So the dream could have still happened Sunday night after New York Comedy Club show. Christina and I went back to her place and did coloring books. And one of the coloring, we are women in our 30s. We were like, we're stressed out. We're going to go color. And we did coloring books. And one of the coloring books she had is like pop stars of the 90s. And so that's probably what it was.
Dude.
Now that I'm thinking about it. There was a Carson Daly mask that I should have fucking picked, but I picked a different book to color.
I'm sorry?
A Carson Daly mask.
Like you could cut it out?
Yes.
And affix it to your face?
Yes. And I did not pick that one, and I feel very dumb. I think about
it
all the time.
You should. Oh, you should really. I mean, that should, on your deathbed, be the last thing that flashes before you leave this earthly plane.
And I really...
Is that your greatest mistake, your greatest regret in life?
Well, that's... With coloring, here's the thing, and like, I'm like... Like going to see my niece and nephew and I hanging out with kids and they do fun activities. Like coloring is fun.
So you're practicing?
I'm practicing going like quickly because with coloring with kids, it sucks. Cause they don't have the attention span to sit down and finish a picture. And then they want to help yours. And I get very like, I like to make a nice picture. And so I was like, this is so nice to have a couple of adults coloring. I don't have some fucking kid coming over making the sun green, thinking it's funny, and they're helping. I was like, you're not helping. Now I have to get a whole new page.
Now it's ugly. This looks stupid. No one's going to put this on the fridge.
It's bananas. So I'm practicing like speed coloring. So when I get around the niece and nephew, I can like do it quickly and get it done.
Perfect. Normal. Normal activity, by the way.
Just competitive coloring.
Yeah, competitive speed coloring with toddlers.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you what?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so we don't have to worry that our phones and computers are not constantly listening to every fucking thing we do and say.
Well, and can I tell you this, though? When we were talking on the phone earlier, which now I'm like, mere moments ago, my first thought when you're like, yeah, there's all these articles. What I thought you were going to tell me was like, there was some tragic accident, something fucked up happened. And I was going to be like, see, I'm psychic. And then you were like, oh, the phone. And I was like, yeah, no, the phones are listening. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Accident in which Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson, who were not together anymore, somehow both died on the same day?
No, maybe they were like in a Suburban. I don't know. Let's
Why
go back to
would
the...
they be in a Suburban together?
Because that was in my dream. I don't know.
You said it was a Silverado. Was this a real dream? Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking news. Wendy is a fucking liar. She made up a cool dream. But she can't keep her facts straight. Was it a Suburban or was it a Silverado?
Look. Okay, fine. It was my friend's dream. It's not my dream. It's my friend's dream.
I fucking knew it.
I was telling that dream for a friend.
It was really important for them that this dream get out.
It's not my dream.
I can't release their name.
Or their whereabouts. Yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, they died in something, and I'm going to be like validated as like having a little bit of psychic powers. And then I'm like,
thank
okay.
God that isn't what happened, because this episode would have been exhausting.
More so than it already is to talk to me. It's like would be even like, which you don't think is possible. And then I go, maybe I'm psychic. And people are like, we're done.
I can see people's deaths.
Yeah, you're like, I was joking about quitting the podcast, but no, we have to. Because if you think you're psychic even a little bit. My niece, though, is like, we're not blood related. So, like, I don't think it's passed through. I don't think psychic powers are passed through the bloodline anyway. I'm not sure if that's like a DNA thing.
What's the DNA test? Do they have a psychic test?
23andMe for psychics.
23andMe. They have like a food allergy and like a bunch of different ones. Maybe they have a psychic one. You don't know.
And look, we may be recording this before I go to California. Now, when this comes out, I will have already been in California. We might be recording this episode the day after we recorded last week's episode. So I'm about to make a callback to something that you guys may have forgotten about, but that's part of our shit psychic business.
And it's very, it's fresh in our minds.
Right. No, my niece, like when her grandpa died recently, he fell and he had a concussion. And they didn't tell the kids that, but he fell and he hit a split his head. And like, he was otherwise super healthy. He just had, he had a stroke and
yeah,
fell
it was
in
a
the shower. And all the blood on his brain. And my niece, they were on the way to go see him in the hospital. And my niece goes, she started freaking out. And she's like, is there going to be blood everywhere? And my sister's like, no, there's not. No, he's in the hospital. That's like a normal kid question. And Annabelle's like, no, on his face. Is there going to be blood? And she was like, touching. So she like, and shit like that, where she knows, like, so
witch.
She knew. Yeah.
We must burn the baby witch.
Annabelle. Well, Ann, I'm going to go out there to surprise her. I'm going to fly out and surprise her. I was like, I'm taking an early flight so I can get there and pick her up from school. This fucking witch walks out of her bedroom two mornings ago and says to my sister, hey, Mom, I had a really real dream last night. And she goes, oh, what was it? She goes, Aunt Wendy picked me up from school and we were wearing matching shirts. So Ashley goes, well, she knows you're coming. That's real. That's so I'm like, okay. She does stuff like that all the time. My sister's like, yeah, she just like is very like,
I mean,
picks up on things.
I was joking about burning the baby witch a minute ago.
Yeah.
But now
we have to.
We have to. We yeah. must kill this child.
It's but then my sister, it's like other little things too, like, but we're very into spirits and ghosts and our family. And like, yeah. Well, I was there. It was when I was there last time over like Halloween time, they had like little decorations up. And Tommy, the little boy, was like looking up and Annabelle, and he starts looking up and kind of singing to like nothing, just like at the decorations.
Oh, kids
nothing.
Are so creepy.
They're so fucking weird. And I was like, and they're blonde. These kids are like blonde and blue eyed. He starts singing to the thing and Annabelle's like, Tommy, who are you talking to? And she looks up and she's like, and she looks, and I'm like, they're fucking with me. It was the middle of the day. And so I'm like, oh, they're just playing an imaginary game. And I swear to fucking Christ, Megan, I swear to God, one of the decorations, so they had, like, there's like little, like, bats and things like that that they had, like, stuck up to the wall on, like, tacky stuff that was, like, hard to pull off. Like, it was really hard to pull off. Because my sister was at the table, and she saw it, and she was like, did you just do that? I'm like, I didn't touch anything. We're sitting there, and, like, they're looking up at the thing, and Tommy starts laughing. And then all of a sudden, one of these bats, like, just off the wall, like, comes out. And then, like, over. I was like, and I'm like, is there a vent on? I swear to God, this, like, paper. And my sister, she was like, whatever. But our family's, like, weird. And they talk to ghosts. They'll be like, please don't bother us. You have no place here.
Oh, you mean, like, what you do?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The blonde, like, little toehead kids.
Yeah.
Inherently creepy. What's that movie? It's not Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's not Children of the Corn. That movie where it's like the alien kids and they're all like super like bleach blonde haired blue eyes and they show up to a town.
I don't know. This is
going to bug me. It's going to hit. Don't worry. I'll scream it out in like 20 minutes.
But I thought you were going to say 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll just wake up screaming the title of a movie.
Also then, don't worry, if I do that, I'll personally call every listener at 3 o'clock in the morning to let them know. No, but because the first time I watched that when I was a kid, it's like an old movie. Not like a super old, but it's an older movie. And the first time I watched that was when I had like the first like crazy hyper-realistic dream when I was a kid. And it was kids that looked like that. I was like fifth grade, maybe fourth or fifth grade. And it was like I was watching it happened. It wasn't on TV. I was like there. And these little blonde haired, blue eyed, who I guess basically pretty much looked like me as a child.
I was going to say that's, we're describing ourselves as children.
No, but they were stabbing people in the eyes with scissors. Like stabbing them in the eyes with scissors. It was so violent and crazy and like horrifying. And I remember in the dream, I was trying to, this was the first time this happening. I was trying to close my eyes in the dream to like not watch it.
Right.
But because I was asleep, like my brain in the dream wasn't letting me close my eyes. But I couldn't wake up. Oh, that was. Whew.
That is scary. See, now that's a dream we can talk
about. I was in
like
fourth or fifth grade and I slept with my mom for like a week after that. I was so fucking freaked out. That was the first like really, really horrifying nightmare I had.
Well, and here's the thing, I understand, like, and when I was a kid too, it was like with R-rated movies and for scary stuff when I was a kid, I'm like, that's dumb. I'm not going to get scared. But there's a reason because, like, that shit imprints on your brain and it's
yes.
fucked up.
But also fun.
Yeah. My parents showed me The Lost Boys, also starring Kiefer Sutherland.
This episode sponsored by Kiefer.
But I remember and we moved into a new house and I was six, like same, like, and in my closet was the door to the attic space.
Nope.
And my parents had me when they were young. And so I was six. So my mom was 26 and my dad was 28. So young assholes.
Yeah. Should not have children.
And we watched The Lost Boys, which you guys probably have never heard of it, but it's a bunch of vampires that live in the attic. And we're watching it, and my parents, and I was like, they let me watch it. And then they're like, you know, the attic's in your bedroom. And they like thought it was really funny. And I'm like, shut up, it's whatever. And then I laid down, and when I went to sleep, my dad went out the
Is this when they
door.
Hid in the fucking
closet?
Closet?
Yeah, my dad went in the hallway, and my mom hid in the closet. And she sat there for a solid 15 minutes in silence and then started scratching the door and saying my name. And I was like, I wonder why I have night terrors. I wonder why I have sleep paralysis.
That's... So what's so that's what like a shitty older sibling would do.
Yeah.
Not a parent. Like that's literally what like if you were six and had like a 13-year-old brother. Like that's not your mother.
A parent. I mean, it's fun to talk about things because sometimes they're like fun stories that you tell. And then as you get older and you really break them down, you're like, oh,
yeah,
A lot of this all makes sense.
Yeah, all of a sudden, things are stacking up neatly. But in a real neatly, messy way.
Right. Yeah, I saw Scream, and I've probably told you, like, I remember I snuck into Scream when that was in theaters. I, like, lied about my age. He was like, do you have an ID? And I was like, no. He's like, you don't have a driver's license? You have to be 17. And I'm like, he's like, do you have an ID? And I was like, no. He was, you don't have a driver's license? And I was like, I walked here.
What?
I walked to the movie theater.
So, of course, I didn't bring my driver's license with me.
Right. And so I had planned before I got there to be like, if he was like, and it's when you're a kid, you're like, this is going to be a real big heist. But as you get older, you're like, this person is 17. They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. They're making, at that point, what was minimum wage? Probably like $7 an hour.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck. But I remember like, I before I went, I was like, okay, so the math on this, if I'm 2 years older, my birthday is in 1980. So I'm going to say I don't have an ID because I walked.
Duh. Everyone always, if you're not driving the car, take your driver's license out of your wallet. Why? It's a waste of space. You don't need it in there.
I remember thinking like, I'm going to pull this off. And he was like, and he goes, oh, okay. And then he was just going to let me in. And I go, I mean, my birthday's January 2nd, 1980. If you want to do the math.
Like,
I don't.
Didn't even ask.
No. And he just looked at me like, okay. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
like,
please just go watch this stupid fucking movie. I hate you. Like,
I do that all. It's like,
no,
that's why,
this
like,
is what we were talking about in the car.
Earlier. Yes.
Okay. Well,
I like in the car, when you were in the car, but we were in the car together.
We were. You were there with me on the phone.
I'm like, when were we talking about this in a car together? And when I was in St. Louis?
Wendy has this, she like has to like overcompensate for like weird, like lies. Like when Wendy goes to Costco, if she gets a sample, she will literally stand there for like minimum, and I'm not exaggerating, 2 minutes.
Correct.
Minimum 2 minutes being like, oh, wow, yeah, this is really good. And like pick up the fucking product and like read it. Like look at the, like read the ingredients and be like, oh, wow, yeah, this is like really good for you. It tastes great. I can't believe how good this tastes. These are gluten-free chicken nuggets. You can't even tell the difference. I mean, wow. Yeah. How $7.99. That is a great deal. She was like this fucking person who's exact same thing as that fucking shitty kid working at the movie theater. Just going like, I don't fucking care. Walk away. Buy it or don't. It literally does nothing for me. I'm not making any money off of whether or not you buy this. Just leave me the fuck alone.
I know. But that's me projecting. Being like, I want to make this person feel like they're being appreciated.
Yes, exactly.
Like, let me do to you. It's like when you're having sex with someone or like making out with someone new or you're hooking up with someone new for the first time, it's real easy to tell what they're into without asking them because people usually do to you what they want you to do to them. So if someone kisses your neck or your ears or does it, like, they like that back. Like, that's a pretty easy tell. But I do that in life where I'm like, I would like someone to appreciate that I'm around. And that seems to not happen. So I'm going to give it to someone and see if I can like energetically get reciprocity. Plus,
but
yeah,
it's
I just, you know,
like you don't want them to. It's the movie where you're like, I don't want them to know that I'm lying. I don't want this guy to know I'm not 17. And I don't want this lady giving me samples of tortilla chips that I'm not. I'm definitely going to take 3 samples, but I'm not going to buy a bag of tortilla chips.
Right.
I want them to think I'm still a good guy.
Right.
But this makes me feel like a bad guy.
Well, that's what I did last night, which is that was the fucking craziest thing. So last night I normally take a backpack. That's why I haven't been hung over, I don't think. And it's mostly just because I did not drink water and I was just housing cigarettes. And then you forget about this.
That's the ticket.
And here's the other fucking ticket that I forgot about is when you, because even like when in the past like month, if I've been like hanging out with people and we're staying up really late and the group notices, I switch at like midnight. They like pour in tequila and I just stand there and drink water. Cause I'm like, I'm going to stay up and hang, but I'm not trying to be fucked up.
Yeah.
And last night, instead of drinking water, after we had this great dinner with Tyler, our son Tyler. Not our lawyer, son Tyler. But I got done. We got done with this great dinner. And, dude, we got to go. So, shout out to Gotham Bar and Grill, first of all, in New York City. And Christopher Freund. That's how to say it. It's a German name. Be nice to everybody. Freund. Christopher is, I met him at Sometime. And that was it was just like, I mean, it was a decent bar, but we became friends. And that's when I would go in. And that was during the cocaine times.
Your salad days?
Yeah, my salad days. And I would go in there and everything I did, I would just bring a laptop to be like, I'm also working. And it's like, well.
I also need a hard service to cut all this cocaine on.
Right. So where am I going to do this? And that was when I was like, I had Ubers. And in theory, you're like, this is great. But it was just like an excuse to be like, let me be checked out of my life as much as I can. So it was like I just was fucked up all the time, taking Ubers everywhere. And I would go there to his place and I would just start drinking. And I mean, I would drink like, we were talking about, I would drink like 3 bottles of wine by myself and then go get ramen with him at 4 o'clock in the morning and then just do drugs and karaoke all night and then go get ramen. And then when I saw him, we both like looked good. And I was like, oh, we both look like we've lost weight. We look healthier. And he's like, well, I stopped. We're like, so we stopped hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
Good.
Good to see you. What are you doing tonight?
I know. He's like, and I'm at a restaurant now that he's like, we close at 10. So it's not where I'm not counting out a till at 3 a.m. And I'm like, well, look at us, a couple of boring old people. But the meal, they comped us. It was one of the sweetest things. So this was Tyler's brother for Hanukkah. His present was, just so you guys, I know we are poor. So I just want to express that like Tyler and I did not pay for this meal. Tyler's brother was a gift for Hanukkah. He's like, you and one of your friends can go to like a super fancy dinner in New York and I'll pay for it. So cool. Which that can run you $800, $1,000 if you buy like a nice bottle of wine and you go someplace. So I was like, well, let's go to Gotham because I want to go there. It is super fancy. My friend's the head somm, so I want to go. We get there. Dude, when you're in New York, we got to go. It was the nicest. I've never, like, Tyler and I were like, this is fancy. We get there. Everyone knew we were coming. Chris made the reservation for us. We had the best table in the house. We ordered our stuff. They brought out extra shit. We got a tasting of the full appetizer menu, which was phenomenal. It was just like beets and cheese. It was so good. And Chris came out and was giving us different wines with each course throughout the meal. We got like the nicest, fanciest treatment. And Tyler was like, well, I feel underdressed because I'm wearing a polo shirt. And I was like, shut up. You're young. It's fine. But it was really fun to be like, see, and this is like, I know drugs are bad, but sometimes if you do drugs with the right people and then you stop at the right time, honestly, you make connections with people.
It's like smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's slowly killing you, but it's a great way to make friends, unfortunately.
I know. And it's like, this is why I went out after. So we did this wine tasting. The food was so good. The food was so good that like we didn't talk about anything except for the food. Like that's kind of the benefit of going to a shitty diner because you're like, you're just eating it and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about with your friends. But the food was so good that we were like, this flavor explosion. Like,
you did not say the words flavor. What's fucking Guy Fieri there? Flavor explosion. What a high class way to describe a meal.
Well, let me tell you why we said flavor explosion, because that is what our server said. And he walked away. And Tyler was like, oh, I bet that's his, like, his nickname. His, like, porn star name, Flavor Explosion. And I was like, this is...
At a fancy restaurant, Flavor Explosion is... Mm-hmm. But, like, really kicks your fucking taste bud dick in the balls, right? Like, what?
I know. But I gotta be, if I'm being honest, he wasn't wrong. It was a flavor explosion. And we're trying to do the fancy thing. So we're eating. I had to be like, okay, let me teach you how to, like... I've been practicing this move in shitty bars, where you take a little bite of food and a little bit of wine and mix it in your mouth together to get the flavors. And Tyler, it was just like, looked like we were gagging on our food, but I'm like, we're being rich.
Yeah, and everyone's like, no.
This is what rich people do.
Nope.
To get the full, if you really want to feel how the oyster, like how the wine brings out the oyster flavors, I like to put the oyster directly in the glass of wine.
Yeah, exactly. And then you chug it. You chug the whole thing. It's a shooter. Right.
And it's best done if you're standing on top of the table. So if you want to get up on the stand on the table.
Well, it tastes better. Everything's open. Your body's more open to the higher flavor explosion.
Right.
It's about to higher kick elevation. Your taste bud dick balls in the fucking mouth.
But it was super fun and fancy, and it was really nice. And then I got done and I was like, it's 11 o'clock. And Tyler went to go do a mic at the creek. And I was like, well, I'm for sure not going to do that. Because I was like, oh, no, I feel good now.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of those things where I was like, and even I didn't have, I was like, I'm going to go somewhere. This is my plan. I'm like, I'm going to just, there's a great bar right here. I'm going to go get a glass of water and maybe like one glass of Prosecco and fucking go home. And then I go in and our server that from the restaurant was there. Now, I got to mention this. He was very excited to see me because we, if I'm being honest, if we would have paid for everything that was brought to the table, if they would have charged us for everything that was brought to the table, it would have been like $500. They charged us for about six items. So it was like $150.
Woo!
So again, do cocaine, smoke cigarettes.
And tip your servers well.
Right. And so, yeah, that was like an over 100% tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked at it and Tyler was like, holy shit. I'm like, this is the fucking best. So yeah, and again, his brother's paying for it. So we're like, yeah, fuck it. So it was like 120% tip that we left.
Yeah, so you walk into the bar and he's like, thank you.
Yep. Yes. So I walk in and he's like, Wendy, because Chris like told everyone my first and last name. So I walk in, it was the maitre d' who was like, Miss Starling. And I was like, oh, I could get used to this shit. And free alcohol and free snacks. Give it.
Everyone knows those are our two favorite. Well, really, you put the word free in front of anything, I'll take it.
Right.
Even if I don't want it. I'm like, well, fuck. It's free. What am I? The Queen of England?
So I walk in this bar to have a glass of water. I was like, I need to rehydrate. I'm going to get a glass of Prosecco. He sees me and he is very excited to see me. And he's like, no, I'm buying your drink. I'm buying your drinks. I'm like, oh, okay. But I was like, they started to like, hand out shots. I was telling you before. So it's a nice thing to be like responsible with my drinking enough where I'm like, I'm not taking fucking shots. So I like nourished a few glasses of this rosé champagne because he was buying it. But again, he just made a good tip off of us. But as I was walking to the bathroom, I was like, because here's what I said. And I wasn't doing like code for giving drugs. I was truly being like, I'm tired because like I was tired. I had a long day yesterday. So they're like, where are you going? I'm like, I think I'm going to go home. I'm kind of tired. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go pee and then probably get a car. I feel tired. And as I'm walking to the bathroom, all were like, oh,
tired.
This is code.
Yeah, for
tired.
Sure.
I know what this means. And so I'm walking to the bathroom and he yells across the bar, hey, Wendy, do you need, like, with keys and you need a bump? And I'm like, all right, is this what we're doing in this bar? We're just yelling. And I had my little purse with me. This is because I normally carry a backpack, but I had to find up. I was like, you're not wearing a fucking backpack.
Oh, I wish you wore a backpack.
So I was like, I know I have a grown-up purse somewhere.
I love that you could not find the words.
I know. A non-backpack is somewhere in this apartment.
I know I have one of those bags that fancy ladies put like a lipstick and maybe their driver's license if they're driving.
Right. So I had my purse in my hand, and he was like, do you want a bump? And I go, oh, no, he's like, sure. And then I want him to, like, think I'm cool and be like, oh, no, I'm not. And so I just, like, held my purse up, like, again, I don't want him to know I'm lying, but so I made, like, a big gesture. And my purse up, and I go, oh, no, I'm good. And he was like, okay. And then I came out, and I went the fuck home. But it was crazy.
What a fun night. But see, that's what Wendy did was, like, the Costco people. She's like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I got it.
Why lie about that? You could just be like, no, thank you. But instead to be like, I have my own cocaine, thank you very much.
Well, I don't know. It's a people-pleasing thing. I don't know. And it's just like a knee-jerk reaction. I'm like, I don't want to be harassed about being like, I don't want the peer pressure. And so I felt like I was in high school when people offered me drugs. And I was like, drugs are bad. But I'm like, no, I'm already stoned.
Yeah, but what if you were like, oh, I got it. And then somebody's like, oh, can I do some of your drugs?
Yeah, I would have been like...
Mine.
I would have been... Well, I probably would have... I didn't think that far ahead. I really didn't think that far ahead. I got to plan that out. What if they're like, can I do some of your drugs? And I'm like, my birthday is January 2nd, 1980.
They're like, what?
I was born in 1980.
You look great for 40. I mean, I don't know why you just told me that, but...
That was not the question I asked.
You just run out of the bar.
These gluten-free chicken nuggets are amazing. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I got that happened at work the other night. People are asking me about my age. Yeah, like two different people, same night, asked me how old I was.
Why?
Because I don't know. I also have been asked by almost every person that worked there, not if I have kids, how many kids I have. So I don't know what that says.
This is the people that work there?
Yes.
I was going to say, if it's customers, then you could be like, that's people are shitty. But coworkers, that also seems like, I mean, if an HR problem, like.
Well, whatever. I don't give a shit. And the reason I don't give a shit is because both times one of the kitchen guys asked me how old I was. And I said 33 because I'm proud. I'm a confident 33-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I just said one of those things was a lie. I'll let you figure out which one it was. But I said 33 and he was like, what? Like offended. Like genuine shock and offense.
He's like, you're 33 and you're going to tell me you got 7 kids. You're like, what?
You know what, huh? But he's like, you're 33. And I was like, yeah, sorry. I apologize. And he's like, no, you do not look like you're in your 30s. And I was like, 40s? Because I'm fucking funny.
Right.
He was like, no, I was going to guess you're like 25, 27, tops. Yeah. And I was like, are you trying to get your dick sucked in the walk-in? Like, what's going on here? Because it is working. Right. Whatever you're trying to do, it's working. And then the fucking manager asked me how old I was. This was great. The reason he asked me how old I was is because something happened. And I was like, what a fucking dum-dum. And I walked into the kitchen. And he like very kind of dismissively, he goes, how old are you? Which I didn't. And I was like, I'm 33. And he's like, oh. And he was like, you don't look 33. And I was like, okay. And he's like, also just like, didn't think like someone in their 30s would say dum-dum. So my response was, should I have said stupid fucking cunt? Would that have been better? To my manager at work. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you. I can say dumb dumb and stupid fucking cunt. I'm a confident woman in her 30s with 7 children.
And look, I don't curse around my 7 kids.
Those dumb cunts can't hear me say dumb cunts.
What a weird thing. You say dumb. The fact that, yeah, you're not swearing.
That's well. Also, I wouldn't be like, if you're going by that, a 27-year-old shouldn't say dum dum,
right?
A 4-year-old should. Which, oh my god, do you think I'm 4?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's like, hey, Megan, I got a question. You're like, yeah. He's like, how many are you? Excuse me. How many are you?
How many are you? What? Show me on your hand. How many are you? How many and a half are you?
Uh-oh.
Or how many in 3/4? What?
He's like, no, 3/4. He's like, oh, no, I'm referring to that's how much money you made in tips
that's
tonight.
How much money you're going to make this week is 3/4.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no, I was counting out your tips. I was not.
Oh, and then also the other night, a dude was shocked I was 33. I'm really crushing it, looking like a child, apparently.
Yeah.
When I got hit on at the gay bar, which I didn't tell you this.
What?
And let me, okay. When I say hit on, sometimes that can also mean borderline sexually assaulted.
Love it.
This dude.
I use the term hit literally. I was literally hit on.
Literally, he beat me. This fucking guy who didn't seem super fucked up, was like so aggressive, like started talking to me. And I'm like, I have a boyfriend, regardless of whatever's happening. I have a boyfriend. I don't fucking chill. And I'm very open about that. I'm like, it's nice that you're hitting on me, but like, I have a boyfriend. He was aggressively telling me that he wanted to eat my pussy in the bathroom at the gay bar.
Now, why was he there?
He did tell me he was bisexual. Which I was like, yeah, okay. It's 2020. Who isn't?
Right.
Like, yeah, okay.
And that is actually a smart move. A lot of times they like, you know, where it's like, oh, like if a straight guy pretended to be gay, it's like that's how you can be like, you can pretend you're gay and then your girlfriends take their tops off in front of you.
I did fucking know a guy that did that. I know a dude. And this I won't say his name. He probably definitely doesn't listen, but I know a guy that used to be his fucking game. And it was I remember being like, what a weird, because you're never going to fuck them. So like your whole game is to just see, maybe see a woman's tits. Because then all that's going to happen is you're like, hey, actually, I was lying this whole time. I'm not really gay. I'm straight and I want to fuck you. Like, I really like you. They'll be like, gross, get away from me. What a fucking creep move.
Right.
So there's no like, or the game is like, hey, I thought I was gay until I met you. Know what I mean? Like, and you're just so beautiful.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Or you could be like, you want to like experiment with it. Like, I've never wanted, but I want to just try to like, you know, mess around with you or like, but yeah, either way, it is sexual assault. Like,
so that was good. But that guy also was very surprised I was 33.
Oh, was he?
If only he'd seen my pussy. If only he had aggressively eaten me out in the bathroom of the gay bar.
You'd be like, I mean,
73?
No, your pussy's like regenerating constantly.
It is. Well, it hasn't been touched in so long.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, again, okay, you're 33, but how many is your pussy?
Yeah, okay, you're 33 years old. How many is your pussy?
Because I got to tell you, big difference. I'm gonna guess lower than 33.
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. So how did he even bring this up to you? Were you just like talking to him and then he just all of a sudden was like, how old are you? Let me eat your pussy?
Yes, basically. Everything happened really fast. I was also like not trying to. I go there to not talk to people.
Correct.
Like I say this, I see the same. I go there at a certain time. They open at 3. I try and get there right at 3. And the reason is because the people that are there at 3 are old alcoholics. It's the same reason when I did homework at the bar in Boston that wasn't a gay bar, but middle of the day, fucking gay, straight, male, female. If you're at a bar, you're either working like a weirdo or you're severely alcoholic. And those correct. People, it's kind of everybody's just like eyes to the ground. Nobody wants to talk to each other. Every now and then, like passing conversation, but it's not like you're not being aggressively hit on.
Right.
So it's like a nice place to go. It's a nice, and really, I could probably go to any bar in this neighborhood, but that place has the cheapest drinks.
And it is a nice thing as a chick to be like, because and here's an example, dudes, not all men, whatever, but like dudes do gross shit like that. And
it
so it's like
crazy.
I don't want to be around that.
I haven't been hit on like that in a really long time. Like where it was that, like I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like wouldn't shut up. And I was like, dude, I really genuinely really appreciate it. Thank you. Please stop. Like, I was saying that to him. I was like, no, I really appreciate the thought.
Right.
But please stop telling me what you're going to do to me, because you're not going to do anything to me, actually.
And was there a space where you could, like, move to a different area? Which seems crazy that, like, we have to move when someone's bothering us. But, like,
I wasn't going to. That's with my whole fucking not letting men interrupt me. I'm like, fuck you. I'm telling you to leave me alone.
Yeah.
I mean, then I did just leave. But right. I didn't leave to go to I went home.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look, I'm going to sit here just to prove a point. I'm going to sit here.
I'm going to chain smoke cigarettes.
Yep, I'm going to chain smoke cigarettes while you whisper in my ear about how much you want to eat my pussy. And I'll tell you what, I don't like this. I'm not getting wet. I'm not going to think about this when I go home to masturbate. I'm doing this to prove a point about how much I don't like it.
Yeah, tell me again.
Yeah. One more time.
This slower. Faster?
I'm a feminist. Slower, faster, into the voice recorder on my phone. you just pull out recording equipment. You're like, I can't believe. I mean, I'd be like, what did you say to me? What did you say? He's like, no. You're like, no. Could you repeat it?
I was. What did you say?
Louder.
I'm gonna take a video.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he's like telling me how he's getting hard, and I was just like, just please leave me alone. Which then I told one of our mutual friends this, and he was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, yeah, it was fucking crazy. And he was like, would that have, like, worked if you were single? And I was like, it definitely would have worked in my 20s.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, yeah.
I would have been like, this will be interesting.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're young, you got time to kill, and you're usually very... And also that's, again, we've talked about this. Drinking and doing drugs and smoking cigarettes is very cool, and you can meet a lot of fun people and
interesting people like this guy. Right.
Also, the problem is you don't want to do so much that then you're like, I think this will be a good idea. And again,
sometimes
it is a good idea.
Just saying.
I mean, you don't know.
I sucked a dude's dick in a parking lot in my 20s. After we did cocaine together.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
That was a fun. And who is that man now? He's the president
of the United States.
What?
Oh, gross. Oh, that was the one this episode that made my stomach turn.
The dick suck in the parking lot?
And then us making it Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say president of McDonald's or something silly, but then I was trying to think of a company.
First of all, that's a CEO.
Okay, you're right. Fuck.
Fucking Miss...
I told you.
Oh, Miss CNBC over here.
I told you. I stopped watching TV because I'm doing... I, like, added another fucking thing in the morning, so I'm losing all this information. So I now love, I just...
You stopped watching TV for 3 days. Yeah, you stopped watching CNBC. All that information you've learned over the past 2 years, gone. Immediately gone.
It's gone. Well, and that's the thing is, like, I need to have constant reminders of, like, what's happening, what's going on. And so, again, like the scary movies, it's an imprint on your brain. So I'm not watching CNBC anymore, so I don't know any of that stuff.
I mean, it's a good thing that when you go to sleep, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson can dip in and let you know right. what's going on in the world.
I forgot what was going on. I tried to buy cigarettes with seashells. I don't know what's going on. I'm fucking checked out of everything.
What is this, Demolition Man? Isn't that Demolition Man?
Where they wipe with seashells?
Is it they wipe with seashells?
Yeah, seashells are for wiping your ass, yeah.
What's money then? Isn't money something weird? Or no, they don't have money. It's like they get like a scan, right?
Yeah. They don't have money. They have what we have now, which is like, no, just put your phone on a thing and we'll just track all your stuff.
Oh, that's right, they do.
They have that's the
modern times.
Right. And what a weird choice. Like in those future movies where they have to like make a decision, like what's going to be, it's always like flying cars and then we just get scanned and that's how we are identified and pay for shit, which is like what's happening now, which is scary. And also good. We're moving closer towards the singularity. You know what I mean?
Dude. Hey, remember Preston bought that fucking single ply goddamn toilet paper. That's a cunt hair away from having to wipe your ass with a seashell.
Yeah. You'd rather have a seashell.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's got ridges.
Get in the grooves.
really scrape.
Oh, that'll be good for my bleeding asshole that doesn't bleed anymore.
Oh, good. What happened?
Oh, it hasn't bled in like forever.
It's now. It doesn't bleed now.
Whitney's very touched by.
That's good. I thought you were. I assumed. Can I tell you? I assumed that the asshole bleeding was still like an ongoing thing. I didn't.
It was so
stop.
Severe. I didn't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. So your ass isn't bleeding, but now you're just having mystery wine shits. You're just having.
You're like, my ass is not bleeding, but my shit's black.
Jet black.
Yeah.
And sticky.
Oil. I'm shitting oil. Crude oil. $1 million idea.
Well, and that's what we need those seashells for, to collect the oil.
Yes. Because the single ply will just sop it up.
Right. That's bad news.
I mean, definitely don't buy any Dawn. Don't get any Dawn in the house to clean any of this up.
No. Those commercials, I mean, where they're cleaning ducks, that can't be. That's all chemicals, right?
I mean,
it seems to me, even like the Myers stuff, because it's like the stuff, there's stuff with less harsh chemicals. And then the Dawn, where those Dawn ads, it's always like, we found baby ducks covered in oil. And this, I'm like, there's got to be a less harmful way to clean a duck.
A sentence that has never been said before.
I saw that commercial the other day, and I mean, it was a while ago, but it sticks in my brain every time I see Dawn on the shelf in the store. I'm like, these cunts.
The bottles still they all have a little duck on them. They have a little baby duck.
See? And I didn't even notice it. But again, that's why that's in my brain, because much like the CNBC thing, it's because I constantly see it. So that's why it's always in the front of my mind. So I'm always wondering, there's got to be a better way to clean a duck.
I just had a very upsetting realization. I think that every major oil spill that's happened in our lifetime has been the doing of Dawn.
The Dawn doing of Dawn?
Seriously. Because every time there's an accidental oil spill,
mm-hmm.
Dawn shows up to clean off those fucking seabirds and film a new commercial.
Yeah.
Just saying. Maybe they're like, hey, commercial's getting a little old.
Yeah, it seems a little too convenient.
We just Dawn. Fucking cracked the code.
Right. The age of Aquarius. I'm more concerned about the doing of Dawn. That's got worse ramifications. The oil spills. And then also, yeah, BP, because accents. Look, we're putting pieces together.
British Petroleum.
British. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think we need to be concerned about big oil. We need to be concerned about big dish soap.
Right.
That's fucking who's really destroying the environment.
And then you say, we got to be concerned about Big Dawn. Who's Big Dawn? My neighbor upstairs, she is an angry former trucker.
That's the former cop across the hall.
Right. Big Dawn. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was, that's Big Dawn. That's the one who texts me randomly at midnight. Hey, are you home? Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, something's happening. I have these donuts. Oh, Big Dawn.
Big Dawn.
Big Dawn, you're so crazy.
Yeah, and Big Dawn is the star of the sitcom that we referenced on the last episode, Biglish. Let's put this together, ABC. So it's Biglish.
Big Dawn, Biglish. We have built-in ads. We probably shut up. Big dish soap, we apologize. We take it all back. We don't think you're the cause of every major oil spill. If you advertise on Biglish, exclusive.
Right.
Exclusive advertising.
That's all we do. And it's just like videos of us cleaning, just cleaning ducks. I mean, done. Easy.
Yeah, we dip a duck in oil. That's right. It's like the OxyClean commercials where they like spill wine on something,
right?
To then show how good OxyClean does. That's what we take a adorable baby duck
and
dip
otters.
It in just otters, yes, cute otters,
mm-hmm.
baby and mommy otters. the combo, and we just take them, we rip them away from each other. Yeah. And like infant otters, just rip them away from their loving mothers and just dip them in hot, sticky crude oil. And but then we clean them with a harsh chemical.
And here's
other
how
than
we
Dawn to show how it does not work as well.
Well, and here's how we tie it in. So that we'll do a character based on you. I mean, we might want to play ourselves. We might not, because we'll be busy. Because, like, obviously, I mean, you think in your mind, you're like, oh, I'm going to write a show and star in it. But, like, you know, writing it takes a lot of energy. And so you might want
to we've got all these otters and baby ducks we have to dip into hot oil. That's going to take up some time.
Correct. Now, here's how we do it. We do it like old times, like they used to do when TV first started, where the product placement is in the show.
Yes, so yes.
Big Don is retired, and he's volunteering at, like, one of these, like, Save the Wildlife places where they have their, like, or maybe it's, like, an aquarium or something. Something, we got to figure that out.
No,
where
I think, a wildlife in Florida.
Yes. So they're in Florida, and then a character based on you is having, like, these anal fissures. And so then part of it is, like, so that's the crude oil. We can use that. That could be, like, not ever. That'll be, like, one episode. You know what I mean? Where, like, it's a goofy mix-up of, like, I thought this was tar. And you're like, it's my shit. And then
I think that should be how season one ends. That's the big reveal.
Yeah. The tar's been your shit the whole time. And people will believe it because they're just in the yard randomly because you don't know what to do. You can't, because you're using seashells to wipe, so you can't flush it down the toilet. It'll fuck with the plumbing. So it's you just going out in the night in the yard, just dripping. Just your
dripping.
Black shit. Just your black shit dripping, and you're using seashells. Excuse me.
Sally sells them.
Hello. And so you're wiping with these seashells, and then you just leave it out in the grass, and you're like, hopefully this will just absorb back into the earth. And so it looks like in the yard, it looks like people are like, oh my God, this is like ancient crude oil. Look, it's got fossilized seashells in it. So
wait, where's the yard? The yard of the wildlife rescue?
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. So we got to do it there. So the character based on you.
So I am a troll that lives there by night.
You're the night guard. You're the night guard. So you work security overnight.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you work at the facility overnight because the nighttime, like, because their animal rescue happens all the time. So you're kind of like the night shift person where, you know, if something happens, like some otters or whatever are found at 2 a.m, someone's got to be there to intake.
The otters are crossing the border, like showing up at the guard gate in their Volkswagen. Sanctuary.
So the otters show up. They're like, what do you think? You're gonna just like,
what's up? Hey,
till 8 a.m. So these otters are like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And they show up. Yeah. And so that's because you don't want to get fired. You're like, look, I need this job. I need this money. And
I'm saving up to go to the doctor.
Right. Exactly. Because, and this is also, so now the TV show, not only is it about animals, global warming, that's an easy fucking, we can throw that in there, right? So we're making people aware. And this is how we sell a show, because it needs to have like a story. And then also it's commentary on healthcare. You can't get healthcare.
We're hitting all the points.
Exactly. You got to save money, go to the doctor to find out why you're bleeding tar out of your asshole.
And why all there is seashells.
Right. See, it is hard to say.
It is hard.
Now, that's a classically hard thing to say.
Yeah, that's why there's a whole rhyme.
I know. These fucking people making this shit up. I thought I saw a bug move on my table.
I was like, what?
But it was my shadow.
That is a giant bug in the shape of my body.
You started hitting something. I'm like, oh, that's actually my leg.
Oh, this is another great show idea.
I think it's really good.
I mean, Biglish has taken a turn.
Mm-hmm.
See, guys, this is all just say bullshit all the time. But when you say it, don't be like, okay, good, that's out of my body. Really sit with it. Be like, what can I turn this steaming pile of black tar shit into?
Correct.
A Emmy award-winning television show.
It's so easy because a lot of times people make a mistake, right? You fumble, or you know, you're like, I screwed up that word. Or you're like, no.
Commit
to it,
baby.
People don't know. Other people don't know what you're thinking. When I said Biglish on the last episode, I meant it.
Yeah, she meant it because we've written this out.
Yeah, it's a plan. That's why when we knew I was like, look, we're recording like two episodes back to back. It was like, okay, so now we have to write. Essentially, it's a 3-hour play is what we write.
Yeah. The acts are all jumbled up.
Yeah.
We're avant-garde. Ever heard of it?
Because I haven't.
It's French.
Like, don't know what it means. So again, avant-garde, if you guys could get back to us on what the fuck that means.
We'd appreciate it. Because that's what we're trying to claim we are.
Right.
So people don't think we're just not good.
I would love if that's what the translation
avant-garde.
Right.
Pussy fart gang. Really? That is. And it's negative. It's a negative connotation. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. How do we get in touch with Anthony Anderson's people? Because we have to have him on the first episode.
Right.
Just to like establish the connection that it's in the same universe.
Yeah.
That Blackish, Grownish, and Biglish.
Right.
exist in the same ish universe.
So,
oh,
and they'll be like,
God.
Don't you mean Biggish? No, Biglish.
Biglish.
Because guess what? We're big and we're delicious.
That's the fucking tagline. That's
Thank
what's
you.
On all of the bus stations.
Yep.
Bus stations, bus stops. We're exclusively advertising at Greyhound stations in small towns across this nation.
And again, not on the side of the bus, not on the poster of the bus stop.
At the station.
We're going to invest in a projection system. So it's just this huge, any time of day or night, we have it just projecting on all parts of the building.
And it's Biglish in black dripping letters.
Yes. And the eye is a seashell, obviously.
Duh.
Oh, this is great. I love big and delicious. Yeah. So we got to tell Anthony, it's big and delicious.
Yeah. Anthony, Tony.
Look,
do you think
Tone.
He goes by Tony?
Hey, Tone, can I call you Tone Tone?
Oh, Tone. He definitely goes by Tone. Tony, Tony, Tony?
Yeah. Trying to get your attention.
Spelled all differently. We're just trying to figure out what's your vibe. What do you like going by?
What's your vibe?
We're trying to make it. What's your name vibe? We're trying to make a deal here. It's Hollywood, baby.
We're trying to get this guy's vibe. The cops are just like arresting us, and we're like,
"You're
hey.
In Des Moines."
What are you guys? We're like, look, we're trying to, we follow Anthony Anderson around and try to pitch him. He won't take our script. And so we're like, here's what we'll do. We'll just act it out for him. I think you do this in an elevator, right? It's called an elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch. That's what, yes.
Here's what we do.
It means you trap someone in an elevator for 8 to 15 hours.
Right. So here's what we'll do. This elevator pitch. We'll just follow someplace. We'll pull the alarm. We're stuck in the elevator. We'll have duffel bags to be like, oh, we're just going to the gym or something.
And then and the duffel bags are filled with otters.
They're filled with otters. And then we just were like, hey, and we have like little masks on, maybe like a mustache. And we've been following him around trying to get him our script.
We have, call Christina. We each have one of the Carson Daly face masks.
Yeah, so we're wearing a Carson
Hastily
Daly.
Hastily colored.
Right. Just. There's like green hair. And we try to play it off. We're like, hey, what's up? Tony, Tony, Tony. It's Sea Dog. And then he'll be like, oh, and we'll trick him for a second. And then we'll be like, and then when one of us gets him to turn around, the other one hits the alarm, elevator stuck, open up the duffel bags. I pull out the otters. I need you to start shitting immediately.
Shitting immediately.
just shitting in the elevator.
On the directly on the otters.
Just right on the otters.
Oh, wait, better like, not on the otters. Next to the otters, and then we are then painting my shit on the otters.
Right, and then he'll freak out. Obviously, so we've planned. See again, I didn't plan. You know, a lot of times you don't plan ahead. We got to plan, like when I plan the birthday lie. So what's the next move, right? So now you're shitting in the elevator. We got a bag of live baby otters. He's gonna freak out, and we'll be, you know. And here's the thing. Yeah, he starts panicking. He's like, "What the fuck is this?" Again, we're in a hotel in Des Moines. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Why
here.
Am I here?
I thought you started. We're like, oh no, I know, but I mean, it does take place in Florida, and we got you covered. And then just seashells, fucking pull them out like anal beads. We'll have them in your butt, so when they come out, they're already covered in the sludge. Because you want to like paint a picture.
You want to, especially in an elevator pitch when you only have 8 to 15 hours.
Right. That's the thing. All these people, the people in charge of the industry, the gatekeepers, they don't have the imagination. So it's our job to show people, bless you. It's our job to show people, like, this is the idea.
Okay, show, not tell. Just saying. We get it, Aunt Tony. That's what we're doing here. We don't want to tell you the story. We want to show you.
Right.
The story. Television is a visual medium, much like we think this podcast is a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can tell you all day long. That's not going to get it in your... We need to show you here in this elevator. We need to show you that shit-covered otters can be big and delicious.
It would be perfect on ABC at 9:30 on a Thursday.
Let's do this. The cops show up. We pull our masks back down and we're like, "Sea dog out."
And they just obviously, they're like, "Oh, Mr. Daly, I'm so sorry."
It's perfect.
Oh. I think I'm allergic to this idea. It's so good.
I
just got so stuffed up.
I know. Well,
like,
look,
I smelled a beautiful flower of an idea.
It's like I smelled just a seashell covered in shit of an idea.
Of an idea.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. With the pussy fucking.